Now, away from politics and corruption stories, 2011 marks 100 years since Jan Kašpar, a Czech aviation pioneer, made the first long-distance flight from a town in East Bohemia to the famous Huchle racetrack near Prague. Kašpar covered the 120 kilometers in a retrofitted single-engine monoplane bought from Blériot after the Frenchman's successful flight over the English Channel. Kašpar's own journey from Pardubice to Huchle was itself ambitious, and when he arrived, he was given a hero's welcome. This week, in honor of the original flight, the feat was repeated by another Czech pilot, Petr Mára. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Petr Mára originally wanted to repeat Jan Kašpar's famous flight from Pardubice to Huchle back in May, on the 13th, the exact date 100 years ago when Kašpar attempted and completed his historic journey. But strong winds then meant the attempt in the replica of the original Blériot had to be postponed. Another try last weekend proved luckier. Although during a test run the pilot had to dump around 20 liters of fuel to shed excess weight, soon after Mára was able, without further delay, to get off the ground. Lacking navigation tools like Jan Kašpar himself so many years ago, Mára took to the air, and despite straying a little off course once, forcing him to regain his bearings by navigating along the Sázava River, he arrived at Prague's Huchle racetrack on Saturday around 3:30 p.m. Asked how cold it had been 500 meters above the ground, Petr Mára insisted that even in poor November weather, things weren't too bad in the plane, although admittedly he was wearing about 4 layers of clothes, from his underwear to World War II headgear and goggles against the wind.
I wasn't even cold. It's quite physically demanding up there, so I can even say I broke a sweat. As for the machine, it worked perfectly.
By contrast, Jan Kašpar, 100 years ago, flew between 100 and 200 meters above the ground, but his exact route, because of today's airspace and city infrastructure, could not be retraced. Otherwise, though, as much as possible, it was a copy of the original event. Václav Vondrášek, who built the replica, says the model closely followed the design of the original plane.
The plane is built to resemble the original and to meet specifics outlined by the Czech Amateur Aviators Association as well.
The plane did have a stronger and also heavier engine, one reason excess fuel had to be siphoned off, even though headwinds were mild. Pilot Petr Mára had been less optimistic ahead of the event, gauging the chances at 50-50. But in the end, the flight went off without a hitch. Organizers now hope to repeat the flight on a regular basis annually and to reintroduce other classic planes, not just the Blériot, to Czech skies.